Okay, good morning. This is Sister Melissa. Go ahead and get started. I was going to pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening today that she starts to have just more of an awareness of your Holy Spirit and how He talks and operates so she can recognize Him and walk perfectly according to your Holy Spirit, both for her salvation, safekeeping, and salvation, safekeeping of her loved ones. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Going back to talking about how the Holy Spirit, recognizing the Holy Spirit, he talks very quietly and subtly. Like I had mentioned before, sometimes we hear an actual voice, like words, okay? But most often it's just in your thoughts, okay? And your thoughts will be it's something to where you may not even really notice that it's happening when it does happen. Okay, you'll just notice yourself thinking a certain way and pondering a certain way that bears good fruit. Okay, but he's God, so he's inside of you. Okay, in your heart and in your mind. Okay, just like we talked about in Hebrews. Okay, that scripture in Hebrews. But he also is outside and controls things outwardly. Okay. So, in order to really walk in the spirit, you really have to be in this very lowly and very, very like lowly and quiet place. Okay. Because you could be trying to do something. Okay. And something's inhibiting you. Okay. And oftentimes people will think that it's the devil, but it's actually the spirit. So you need to just be in that quiet place to where you can recognize him. Let's say you're trying to accomplish a task or something, I'm not sure, or did something and it just gets returned back to you or something stops you. For example, someone was trying to get a COVID shot, I guess a vaccine or whatever, and just kept running into all of these problems where he couldn't get it, and he wasn't really sure if he was supposed to get it. And from what I understand, they're supposed to be rather dangerous, like they have a lot of side effects and things like that. And so he ends up not getting it, okay, because there's all these like obstacles. And in that type of situation, okay, this person probably doesn't recognize it, but that's the spirit stopping him. It's not Satan, that's the spirit inhibiting him, probably just trying to get him to walk by faith and to avoid something like that, because it could end up, if he had gotten it, possibly it would be, detrimental to his health and do something to him. Okay. I'm just trying to think of different examples. I've seen it where making a purchase, okay. And just a lot of things where he just does it all the time, where you're trying to do something online possibly, okay, and you just keep getting resistance, like you can't log into something, you can't fill out something, you can't submit something, okay, and then later on you find out that you weren't supposed to. Okay, that's the spirit. So you want to be in this place, because a lot of times as Christians, especially Christians that are familiar with spiritual warfare, automatically try and take authority over it and try and fight it. You want to slow down. You want to make sure that truly is the devil, okay? Because he does that. He works from within you and he talks within you, okay? But he also works from without you, okay? He does that for many reasons, but one in particular is because it humbles us, okay? Because if you were in a place of where you were constantly walking in the spirit, but it was always from an inward place and you always knew, there's a very big possibility you become very proud, okay? But when you see him outwardly, okay, stopping you, okay, it reminds you that it's not you, it's him, okay? Because he is so humble, and he doesn't speak of himself like the scripture I read in the book of John. It's very easy for someone to feel like they to take sort of to take credit for what he's done, okay? So you'll see this. So if you're going and you're trying to do something, okay, and you see that you're getting resistance, make sure that it's not the spirit slowing you down, okay, and saying, no, not this way, this way. I don't want you to do this. I want you to do something else. You just want to be in a place of real quietness inwardly. and just listening and saying, okay, maybe this is him. Maybe I'm not supposed to go to this appointment. Okay, hold on. Maybe I'm not supposed to submit this, information to this company or this, agency. Maybe, I shouldn't make this purchase. Maybe I'm having problems, with my card, even though I know everything's fine, and I'm trying to do this online. I keep getting this, error message. Maybe I'm not supposed to buy this. Okay. Maybe he doesn't want me to do this. So you just want to be in that place, inwardly where you're checking and let me go pray and slow down and see. Let me give it a minute. Let's see. Does the Lord want me to do this? Okay. Because that's an effective way also to recognize him when he's talking to you. Okay. So I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day, that she just has a very fruitful day, abounding in the spirit and just having an ear to hear when your spirit's speaking and recognizing him, and that she just really starts to, just to treasure him for the precious, gift that he is. I ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.